welcome to Tea Time with Monica. Are you ready to spill some tea?
Hello, loves, and welcome to Tea Time with Monica. Now, we haven't had tea in a long time, so we had to get something nice and juicy and spicy to bring it back in. Audience, today we are going to be talking about Netflix, How to Build a Sex Room. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I think I've watched this like 3, 4, 5 times. And, you know, we were all redecorating over the pandemic. The world is opening up. It has been opening up. And this is something good to open up to. To get the sex going in your life, if you had it missing during the pandemic or missing ever in life, the sex rooms, yes. And these sex rooms, they weren't just any sex rooms. They were, you know, sex rooms that had some opulence, some sophistication, and a lot of sexiness. So today I have my guest here. I have Janae, Georgia Sherelle. Now y'all, we've had them all on the show before talking about their polyamorous relationship, but today we wanted to get down and dirty and sexy. If y'all know anything about my girl Janae here, Madame Ravish with the lingerie, and I knew they could get extra sexy for me. Yes. So let's get the tea on how to build a sex room. Yes. All right, now let's get started. I don't care who answers first, but what did you think about the show? Like when you first heard about it, How to Build a Sex Room, what was your first thoughts?
I wasn't sure what to expect. I thought it was more so like, people just coming together trying to put something together themselves. And then I started watching and I thought it was so much more.
Did any of you think like dark sex dungeon, like somebody would think?
I definitely was expecting like very dungeon like type of show. But after seeing the first episode, I was like, oh wow, like then it gives you more ideas, like oh well, I like that floor and then we could do this. So yeah, it definitely was
something different.
It was
I know that the first episode kind of caught you see this like interior designer who has designed rooms that are like probably millions of dollars.
Oh, yeah. Like,
she's lovely little English lady. You know what I'm saying?
And very open too.
She was hilarious. She was but so quirky.
Quirky, cute. It was like it was invitable sex, right?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
And I like the fact that in the first episode, an establishment of the relationship between Melanie and her designer, the guy that work and stuff, how they interact. A lot of times when you got people in that type of field, they don't really interact much. It's they paid them, I want you to do this, do that, and then that's it.
No, they had a good relationship because they were even like playing around with some of the toys.
Yeah.
And some
of,
who was it?
It was with her son.
Right, it was a bitch. It was like a little bitch, and he's like, spank me, spank me.
He's
right.
And the son was like,
I don't think mom's gonna like this.
But it was fun. They're acting for like, you knew they were doing it like kind of for the show, like showing the playfulness of sex. Because I think, now correct me if I'm wrong, when people hear about sex or even just talk about sex, it's like, ooh, dirty, still taboo. And we think society is so open.
Unfortunately.
But they're not.
And it's amazing that it's still that way now with how much sex is everywhere, literally.
The country is way more conservative than we think. So I think Netflix did it the right way, having the invitable sex show.
And tasteful, too.
And it was very, and the rooms were very tasteful. So let's get into it. We talked about how the first episode kind of opened up.
Yes.
What was your favorite episode?
Oh, favorite episode?
I'm going to go all three because you might have all three of you might have different ones. So Sherelle, you start first.
For me, okay, I can't say favorite episode, but favorite room it would be the house, the one that would one of the later episodes where they ended up getting a whole house outside of their house.
Okay.
They built one.
The shed.
Okay, so that was that was a couple, and it was like they had a farm, you guys. And they couldn't really do it in house because I think their house was almost like a trailer.
Small,
it was relatively small. So she built them like a sex room shed.
Yeah.
And it was just far enough that the kids ain't going to sit there and run across.
But they made it look very nice on the outside.
And like you couldn't tell.
Right. And then when you went inside of it, it was like, wow.
Yes.
And it wasn't like over the top, very dungeon or dark.
Because they had all the kinky stuff up in it.
Yeah. Oh, because they did like that sex swing over the bed over with the leather. And
yeah. Yeah. So that was like one of my favorite location wise.
Okay.
But my favorite design was the purple room. Yes, honey. That royal purple design room was amazing.
Well, royal purple can be, it's always royal, but purple can be very sexy. I know, yeah, the purple hair.
Yes.
No. Yeah, but purple can be very sexy.
Mm-hmm. Very
it can.
Passionate.
Very passionate. It's a color of passion. Yeah. It's one of, like I have in the red today, you have those passion colors that make you just feel that warm, fuzzy feeling.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So that was my favorite design.
Okay, George,
what was of course, the polyamorous room is definitely my favorite. Being in a group setting in my relationship, to have a room designed to invite other people into our relationship, which we have done at times, and be able to satisfy on so many different levels.
Right, because I mean, I think she went to each person in the relationship and asked, what was your favorite, like, what were you looking for in a sex room?
Which was, make it special.
Oh, make it special for you. And that was very detail-oriented to have, and Melanie did a great job of being detail-oriented with every person, every couple, like, even if, and I say every person because she didn't just go off, what do you guys want together? Sometimes she took them apart
A
little bit.
One-on-ones
with them to see what everybody wants. So it was very personable.
Yeah, and that right there, that room is I think, on the rest of them, don't get me wrong, they were very beautiful, very eloquent and everything, but that one right there really stood out to me and our relationship. I would love for us to have a room.
You jumping this gun, because I am going to get to asking what you got.
I'm going to drink some more tea.
What's your name? What would you like?
I'm always indecisive when it comes to things like this, but one of the rooms that I enjoyed was the one with the jacuzzi on the outside, and that was with the couple with the lady with alopecia.
Oh yeah,
I really enjoyed how they made that room really just more romantic for them, so they could just have that intimate time together away from the kids, because they said it was almost soundproof anyway. So it's like, okay, they already knew what they were doing. So I enjoyed that room because it had a little bit of everything, you know, with the different wigs, so she can do,
she can
be someone else different. And since I come from a theater background, that was great for me, because I'm like, I can be this person.
There's no role playing in there, right?
Yes, I love that type of thing. So I'm like, yes, I like that.
Yes, but you know what? I'll have to say, my favorite one was the one behind the Murphy door where they had like the hidden door in their basement.
Oh, yeah, with the 3-year-old.
Oh, honey, and they got in there and it was a shower in there.
That tall shower,
but it was hooks and things in the shower where you could do some hold on to things.
That's what you need.
I like that she incorporated like the fireplace aspects and even like down to the details with like with the rugs or where she placed the wallpaper.
Oh my gosh, that was
beautiful. They were so good, and some of them were so different because they had curvy ones. And
And then like, I also liked how like the placement of where she put like the toys that she introduced them to, right? Mm-hmm. Because she had like, she might have had the canine toes like somewhere else, and then she might have had a vibrator or something, you know, up on the wall, looking like you're just placing nice things. Like, it was so different. Like, I needed season 2.
The penis hooks from the wall.
They were gold, weren't they?
They were gold.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and then even in the one where the couple did like boylesque and burlesque, and they had the people kind of up, like that was so. It was like I said, the details. Yummy.
She just made it so personable, because I did love the couple, the one that had the long distance relationship, and they made the guy.
And they had the cameras.
And they did the pictures. They did the photo shoot with them together.
Well, let's talk about that, because she did take them outside the rooms, like especially if she wanted to introduce them to, you know, different sexual behaviors that they weren't just into, like to really get them outside of their box.
Yeah.
So we're first talking about the boudoir pictures. Have you guys ever thought about doing like some
we've actually done that.
Oh, so let's talk about that. Uh huh.
It's been some years, but
it's been some years. We might need to redo.
Yes, we definitely do need redo.
So, with all of you all together, or separate?
Separate.
Would you guys do them together now?
We have, but that's something that we've always said we're going to do it, but we just haven't planned it.
Okay. Right.
That's on to-do list.
It's on the to-do list. We'll check it off. Okay. All right. So, like, what about some of the other ones? Because they had, like, the flogging. And she took them. She took the what I appreciated. The flogging. Okay. Let's talk about, we're going to talk about some of the flogging.
So, as far as most people, when you say flogging, people automatically think BDSM.
Right.
And it's not always like that. It's not always hardcore and all that kind of stuff. Even for my birthday this year, Janae put together an awesome birthday party for me.
Mm-hmm.
And what was his name again?
The Naked Trumpeter.
Ooh, the Naked Trumpeter. I like this.
He is local, by the way.
Yes. He came and did an entire scene with me for my birthday. And like the first couple, when they went to the location and she got to try different things, you know, you may be interested in heavy-handed spanking or, you know, all that kind of stuff. So it's so many different ranges. I was happy to see her try different things with each individual couple, whether they were open to the one couple that never had sex toys before.
Yeah.
The single lady.
I was going to say, the single lady was my happiness because I'm a single girl.
My hand is my best friend. I was like, oh my God.
Just your hand, baby? Because there's so much out there.
There is. And to the fact that she opened her up to that, oh my God, that table, by the way. Yeah.
Okay, y'all got to see this table. Because the table, she like put the nice nooks and crannies for her butt to go in. Then we had the restraints on the side. She's honey,
and she had never been open to anything like that. But to have someone come in and help open your mind to something and to learn something new, you never know the level of pleasure you can.
You never know what kind of desire.
Because you might just be here with your pleasure,
right?
And you've never gone. I've heard people tell me, "Oh, I don't need a class, or I don't need this, or I don't need that." I don't need to masturbate because I have someone. That's a relationship with
yourself.
You. And for you to understand what you like and don't like.
And let me add on to that, because there was a time where I was in prison. And when I was in prison, I had to learn myself because I didn't have the joys of talking to a female.
Right.
Because I was incarcerated. And that's just the notion, because you have people that have jobs, 9-to-5s, who work all the time, and very independent men and women who never have the time to know about the pleasures of themselves, because their pleasures is into their work. So you want to make sure that you are taking care of your body if you want the most out of that body.
Right.
To teach those desires.
And this, and it's a muscle.
Yes.
If you don't use it,
you're going to lose it.
You're going to lose it. We can't lose it. We cannot lose the sex muscles. No, we can't.
Still playing catch up.
And they are so laughing at you. But no, I think the rooms, each one, and I think the most unique one was the van.
Yes.
The van.
How?
Because, that's the creme de la creme one, because it was like, you gonna do a van?
Girl, that was the first reaction I had. I was like, how?
How do you?
Is she gonna make this happen?
And she made it happen.
She surely did.
But to see how they,
she did say it was a challenge.
Right.
But to see how they started off, like, one of them did music, and they had everything under the bed, and then they had stuff. And for her to be as tall as she was, one of them was like 6 feet, I would say.
Are you over it? That's what I'm saying. Are you over it? Like, no, but like she
tall.
Was.
Okay, he's tall, and
but I like how she did that. She gave them some room, like inside, some stuff that they could take outside. She had something on the
top.
Honey, Melanie worked wonders. I see why she said her rooms cost.
Yeah.
Some funds.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, but interior designers have to be looking at this show like, Because this show wasn't only about sex. It was also so interior. Like, you could watch it from so many aspects.
You could.
Right.
It was a shame. It's like you could watch it, you know, from the aspect of getting to understand sex. What do I like? But then also that, like, design aspect. Or if you're in, like, to HGTV and you want to see how somebody's putting those floors down. Or something.
Oh, yeah.
You could watch it from so many different aspects. And that's why I said Netflix did a great job of acceptable sex.
Yes.
And they did.
And you know what? What other channel or other program would you even find something like that? Because I don't see HBO or Paramount Plus.
HBO took away my favorite show where I learned about sex. Okay, Real Sex.
Yes.
Yeah.
HBO.
100 with you.
Wow.
Okay. That's how I learned.
That's how I'm going to talk to the camera right here. We just say HBO.
Yeah.
If you want to do us good, I think I looked it up. The anniversary is coming up, 2025. Want to bring Real Sex back? Please bring it back, right? And then get your girl right here, Monica, you know, the girl,
hey.
To do absolutely your street sex interviews, because this was my favorite show. And I think if that show was to her, that would be the only place you could see something like that. And because we don't have that anymore, you got Netflix helping us out.
Netflix
is doing it, though.
Netflix is doing it. If Melanie don't get a season 2, we got a problem.
Oh, she's going to get a season 2.
Because I think it wasn't in like in the top 10 at one time.
Yeah. It was.
It was.
I think it was in the top 5.
Yes. Because, I mean, just think about it. What were you thinking after that about a sex room for you guys? Because I know the thoughts were there, right?
Ooh-wee.
Y'all already, like, you saw your favorite rooms and then you saw the polyamorous pros. Like, where?
So we have a garage.
Okay. Oh, look, yeah. Look, like, yes. We got a garage.
It's pretty big. I definitely was like, we could do some things with that garage. Like, the kids don't like
good foundation and everything. We like,
right. Okay. So we gotta get the interior decorator, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta go look at some more designs. How many times have y'all watched the episodes?
Watched the season at least 2 or 3. I think, yeah, we watched the season twice.
I watched it just once, but they
watched
it multiple times.
You gotta get it
in
one more time.
Yeah, I gotta get it in. You know, I gotta get with the brunches, but I'm catching up, girl.
But like I said, okay, so we already have a setting. We already have the garage.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, like, what things are you thinking? Colors, anything? Somebody tell me.
Oh, colors?
Mm-hmm.
Blue
I don't
and
think
purple.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah.
He likes gold.
Gold is good accent colors for that, though.
Yeah, I like black and gold. Mm-hmm. That's my favorite colors.
Mm-hmm. I know I want the bench.
See, now we're getting into placement of actually, I feel like I need the bench. Swing, because she almost gave everybody a swing.
Swing.
And we know we need the flogger situation.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. The different types, though.
Yes.
Yes.
Like, oh my goodness. The feather one.
Mm-hmm.
The feather, the fluffy, like, do you remember which room was that? I want to say it was the couple that wasn't really into sex like that, and they had that luxurious room. It was empty at first, like,
oh yes,
empty.
Okay. And it
she
yes
had like that red fluffy one that she put over the fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that, small, but it makes a difference.
Yeah,
it makes
I like
difference
the different sensations.
So. So you want some sensation play?
I enjoy that.
All right, so flawless sensation play. What about you?
I think I like to incorporate some knife play.
We are really getting down with
yeah
it.
Yeah, I've dabbled in practice.
I think almost the couple with the van, they had like the glove that had the spikes on it,
yeah,
that you could rub and everything. Yeah.
Something new we tried is electric play.
Mm. Oh yes, the electro,
yeah,
where you get that sensation.
Yeah,
I want to tell about my experience there, right?
Okay. Yeah,
sure. I've been on the St. Andrew's Cross.
Oh, okay.
I have been on the St. Andrew's Cross. I know everybody's like, what? Yes, I have been on the St. Andrew's Cross, and she did put that in some people's rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had the electro play where they take it and they're like, wait a minute, did that really happen? The sensation with the electro. So yeah, I've done that on the St. Andrew's Cross.
I've gone as far as to been orally pleasured while my partner is being electroplated. Ooh. And the sensation from one body going to another body.
Ooh.
It is, fellas, if you are listening, yeah, you might want to start incorporating that one into your
repertoire.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm still having, you know, feelings about that now.
The thought of it just got you right quick.
Yeah, it's. So yeah, we've been going through some places.
So on season two, I better hear about this.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
well, are you guys gonna try to get on season two of
Netflix? Reached out.
You did.
Yes.
Okay.
I've reached out. We have not heard back. We do plan on trying again.
I'd say keep trying because you never know. And I think it'll be so cool to see you guys on there.
Change our garage, Melanie. We need you to work on our garage.
Please help
yes.
us.
Thank
yes.
help us.
They would like your help, Melanie. Netflix, Melanie. Reach out to them,
please.
Because.
We're waiting for our garage to be redone.
Yes. Honey.
I love it.
We have
a tall ceiling too in the garage.
Help us out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, look. Like, we can hang things for hooks. You know, we already know placement, honey. I have a whole vision.
Oh, okay. And so we got the plan. Because you know how, like, she showed the little plan at the beginning. So you got your whole plan. Like, Melanie had her plan.
I'm very interested in what she would come up with. Even though we have a vision, I'm interested in what she would do because I have a feeling that she would probably come up with a couple of things that we just
couldn't even
placement
think.
Wise.
Or even though you all have been introduced to different sexual behaviors, what she would come up with because you all have been introduced to different sexual behaviors. I am interested in that.
I might fall to the ground.
That's true.
I'm just saying.
Because you never know. And then she's from like another country, so you never know what.
That's
I mean,
true.
Like I said.
That's true.
Yeah. HBO real sex, because that's what yes. I'm sorry. I know we're talking about yes. Netflix, but somebody get real sex about that.
Please.
One thing I would also add that I really thought was real cool was that usually when you have someone that's an interior designer, they usually have their signature on mm-hmm. something for each thing. Even like paintings and stuff, you have the signature. Each room had its own signature. Even
yes.
though she did it, it didn't look like the room three doors,
right.
three episodes down, or the room for the first.
You weren't expecting.
Yeah, each room had its own signature.
Yeah.
And it's like, yes, I did it, but this is their room.
Mm-hmm. And you can't walk in and say, this is Melanie.
Yeah, yes. exactly.
You and can walk in and say, oh my gosh.
That's very hard to do, mm-hmm. to bring somebody imagination.
That's a talent.
Yeah, that's really a
that's
talent.
That's really a talent.
For her to do that, because I was looking for that throughout the series. I'm like, okay, all right, this is really good rooms. Is that other room going? And each room was so different. And I'm like, wow, like for her to take each every, is it, oof, that's crazy. I'm a sip some
more tea. He just sip some more tea on that. Well, honey, we have sipped a lot of tea, spilled a lot of tea on the show. Yeah. Audience, if you have not seen How to Build a Sex Room, or you watched it and just missed a couple of what we were talking about, weren't thinking about it for yourself, whether you're single, whether you're married, situationship, polyamorous, whatever style relationship you're in, watch How to Build a Sex Room. Think about what you would do, and hopefully we are inviting this crew back to talk about their experience on how to build a sex room. All right, now, bye, loves!
You've been listening to Tea Time with Monica. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite podcast medium. Give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. And follow me on social media at Monica_TheCurvyDiva, spelled M-O-N-I-C-A _TheCurvyDiva, and at Tea Time with Monica.